Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show being brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beverages anywhere, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And that pickle bar is second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And you know I love the barrels, the dills, and that pickle bar. It's great. It is great. And you want to stock up for the weekend. It's going to be a big weekend now with back-to-back days being the same. You're going to have back-to-back days now for the NFL playoffs. So they're going to start late afternoon each time and end with night games. The Steeler game has been shifted to nighttime because evidently there's a fear. I mean, the Steelers are a scared team. So it's just the way it is. I mean, their fans are scared and Steelers are scared. No, they're doing it, obviously, to do whatever they can to make sure the roads are in good shape for the fans of Kansas City. And hopefully, you know, I'm telling you right now, just my gut feeling that now that you see this happen one time and they're going to see big ratings, it's the Steelers. The Steelers bring with them big ratings. Once you see big ratings on Saturday night, or excuse me, Sunday night, the NFL is going to say, you know, maybe we ought to play that game in prime time next year, too. I just think it's an interesting concept. I just know that the guys over at Rockefeller Center are doing the happy dance right now. They just went from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to prime time. That's pretty good. All right. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. Adam Amin was with us last night, or yesterday afternoon, then called the Cincinnati game last night with SMU, and Kevin Johnson with a big three-pointer.
Three ball, very apparent early for both these teams, and SMU's the second-best three-point shooting team in the league behind Houston. The kick to Johnson, he's already nailed two, and a red-hot start for the senior from right here in Cincinnati. He's got nine on three trades.
And that's the call last night of Adam Amin, who joined us on the show yesterday. Great to have him with us on the show. All right, my good friend, think the world of him, Paul Alexander, joining us from Pittsburgh. Paul, welcome. It is always great to hear you on the other end, even much better when I get a chance to see you.
Yeah, it's been too long, my friend. How are you? 1 year doing older, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of other broadcasters out there just counting those years. No, okay. how old is he now?
Like dog years.
Yeah, like dog years. They're hoping. Steelers in Kansas City, it's going to be moved now to Sunday night, so needless to say, the cartwheels are being done at 30 Rock because they get a primetime Steeler game for the playoffs. Oh, I mean, they got to be loving that, Paul.
Yeah, and I just love how, you know, the true inexact science that is indeed meteorology, as we all know with our good friends over there at AccuWeather, how the heck do they know that that storm's going to hit at noon? Do they really know that? Granted, I guess you have to take precautions, and, you know, in the world's most litigious society in history, if they knew the weather was going to be bad and they still scheduled the game and someone gets hurt, I'm sure the NFL would be liable. So I'm sure that's where the rescheduling lies. But also, and they're still going to play football on Sunday, so that's all that really matters to me, I guess.
Right, that's all that matters to me. Although the other day it was snowing and it wasn't supposed to snow, and Kathy and I were driving past AccuWeather and they said, yep. Yep.
Yeah, there we go. What are all those satellites up there doing anyhow?
I don't know.
Yeah, I heard a couple shows in Kansas City today. They canceled school today in Kansas City, and there was a mostly cloudy sky with absolutely zero precip and about, 32 degree temperatures.
Perfect.
But the kids didn't have to go to school.
Hey, you and I growing up, we would have loved that. So what the heck?
Absolutely.
The Steelers, I want to get to this part. And this, everyone knows that Andy Reid's game management at the end of a half or at the end of the game has been called into question during his coaching tenure. What has never been called into question, though, is his ability to script the opening 15 plays and get results. In weather conditions, how concerning should that be for the Steelers, especially since he's had 2 weeks to prep that script?
Well, I think that's one thing you have to really consider. I mean, an overall record of 18-2, coming off a bye or coming off a week off. I mean, there's something to be said about his ability to, pick a team apart, break it down, take advantage of mismatches or whatever, they can find. I don't know really how you dissect that. I mean, if you look at every one of his games coming off a bye, I don't know. To me, if the Steelers, and this is the way I always loved it, I mean, going back to our days together when Penn State was so dominant, the way I looked at almost every game going in was, if Penn State did what they needed to do, you didn't have to really worry all that much about the opposition.
Agreed.
I'm not gonna dismiss Kansas City by any stretch of the imagination, but if the Steelers play the game they're capable of playing, certainly from the offensive end, I don't think they have to worry that much about Andy Reid's record after a bye, or if Alex Smith's actually a quarterback or a game manager, whatever you want to call him. You got to worry a lot about Tariq Hill and his ability to, his 12 touchdowns, I think they came in 12 different ways. I mean, here's a guy that's electrifying. He's a very dangerous player. Know where he is at all time. Kick the ball directionally. Kick the ball intelligently. Do something you haven't done all year, and that's really, well, since the last six games, be special on special teams. I mean, do not let Kansas City special teams beat you. The Chiefs can't stop the run. Just hand the ball off to Le'Veon Bell until they stop him. I mean, just a steady diet. The funniest thing to me about the NFL, and the only guy that I think doesn't do it, is Belichick in New England. Coaches outsmart themselves all the time. They never allow a team to stop you before, they're going to definitely do something to stop this. So let's stop ourselves from having success before they do.
Right.
No,
exactly.
Just give the ball to Le'Veon Bell until you stop him. And then when, Ben does a couple of pump fakes and a play action, you get the ball to, number 84 and see what happens.
Yeah, my only concern about his ability to script is that you don't want to play from behind in this game because of the weather. And that's why I brought up the script. He scripts. He's had 2 weeks. If the Steelers come out and out of that script, Kansas City gets nothing, huge advantage Steelers, because I think the rest of the game is theirs.
Yeah, two things that really would disturb me from the Steelers' defensive perspective looking at Kansas City. Now that Gronk is sidelined, they have the best tight end in the game. This kid's a beast in a ridiculous matchup. I mean, you just can't match up against him. And Alex Smith doesn't turn it over, and he is still very fleet of foot. And the one guy that you usually don't account for defensively is the quarterback. I mean, he will run for 8-10 yards on third and long all day long if you let him and keep those chains moving. So call him a game manager, call him whatever you will. He's not going to cost Kansas City the game. I'm not sure if it's a real tight game. I mean, think about it. You have Alex Smith against Ben Roethlisberger. I like Ben's chances. Everybody does. But Alex Smith is a guy. The first time I saw him, I was out of God all things, the something.com bowl in Arizona, and he put about 45 points up on Pitt. They didn't even know what hit him. And that's what made him the number one overall pick in the draft. I mean, the kid has talent. He manages the game extremely well. I can't believe I just actually said that, but he does, and he doesn't turn it over. So, to me, they're a very dangerous team. The one thing that, I would be scared to death is the Chiefs. They don't play well against the run. They don't stop the run, and you're facing the most dynamic back in football. So a steady diet of Le'Veon Bell And I think the Steelers, have a date in Foxborough.
The best seven-game run that the great Emmitt Smith ever had in the NFL was 860 yards. Le'Veon Bell is on a 1,002-yard number for seven games. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, and he gave the league the first three games, off to let them get a little bit of a head start before he started, putting it into gear. And they could actually, they could put the ball in his hands 40 times. I'm sure you remember him well at Michigan State playing at 245 pounds. He's down to 215 pounds. He started the year at 2 1/4. He's actually taken off another 10 pounds to be more dynamic, to be quicker. This kid is unbelievable. And a lot of people, I don't mean to equate the two other than that James Ferrier, down the stretch in his career, he played at 212 pounds. He played that Steelers Mac linebacker position at 212 because he wanted to be lean and mean. And that's really the way, as big as these guys are, there's no non-athletes out there. There's no blobs of flesh out there taking up space in the NFL anymore. These guys are all athletes, and at 215 pounds, Le'Veon Bell will still deliver the hit. He'll still punish would-be tacklers, and he's going to break a lot of tackles. I can't even imagine the quickness that he's gained, losing basically 30 pounds.
I know, obviously, Jack Ham and I talk all the time, and something Jack always points out to me about Bell is that he runs routes like a wideout does. He's not a guy that's like floats out of the backfield and makes a catch. He runs routes, which makes him a really hard handle. Kansas City does not have linebackers that can handle a route-running running back.
No, they have a very nice secondary that matches up very well with the majority of wide receiving groups they're going to face. But you're right about the linebackers. They're thin there. They're not dynamic there. And that's why they're not good against the run. I really think it's going to be difficult for Kansas City, not only to stop the Steelers, they're not going to be able to even slow them down.
I agree with that. Very quickly, though, why has Ben Roethlisberger not been as productive on the road as he has been at Heinz Field?
Wow. I mean, Steve, if anyone had the answer to that question, I think it would have been resolved. It could be a comfort level. I don't think it's a noise situation. I just think it's a very bizarre scenario. It's really been, when you look at the numbers, it's awful. I mean, what he's done on the road. However, to give a little bit of a feeling for Steeler fans, and I know there's so many up there in Happy Valley, Ben's playoff record and his numbers on the road in the postseason have been fine. They've been very good. And that run he started back in 05 toward his first Super Bowl championship against Seattle, he was dynamic on the road in those playoff games. So for whatever reason, the regular season road woes don't carry over into the postseason. So that's really good news for Ben and the Steelers.
We don't talk often enough. I'm just glad you came on with me today. It's always great to hear you. You're doing such a great job on every single thing you do in Pittsburgh right now. They're lucky to have you.
Steve, God bless you. You're the legend. You gave me my first opportunity. I'll never forget that. Just keep doing what you're doing, my friend. It's unbelievable.
Oh, thanks, my friend. I appreciate that. We will talk soon, okay?
All right, Steve. You take care.
Paul Alexander, has he carved out a great career for himself, and it has deserved every inch of it, too. He has been outstanding in every, I don't care, radio, TV, perspective. He gets it. He understands. He doesn't go overboard. He sees it. He knows what he's seeing. Always great to talk with him. We will come back with more in a moment, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place. The Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
When you're looking for a new Ford vehicle in Central PA, there's only one. Only one deal. dealer with four city blocks of new Ford. It's Sunbury Motors Ford.
SMC is where you want to be with over 90 new F-150s priced from just $24,824. See for yourself why Sunbury Motors has sold over 40,000 trucks. Sunbury Motors Ford has over 70 new Ford SUVs in stock with 2017 Ford Escapes on sale from only $19,880. SMC has 45 new Ford cars with Ford Fiestas starting as low as $13,975. Plus, financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months on select models. You deserve to deal with the best. Sunbury Motors Ford. SMC is the dealer voted best in the Valley Reader's Choice for best car dealership,
best body shop,
and best quick service. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. SMC, satisfying more customers since 1915.
All right, my brother coming up in just a few minutes here. And he'll lament over and over about the Packers game last week and blah, blah, blah. He's got such a big lead in this thing. And does it really matter? No, it does not. But he'll still lament. Because he wants, I mean, look, let's be honest about it. The dude wants the kill shot, all right?
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
He wanted that back in September.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, let's be honest about it. You know, I'm the older brother. Okay, I got it. So, I mean, it's good. So, needless to say, I'm the target. It's like Paul said about me having a birthday. I says, oh, yeah, a lot of broadcasters out there saying, okay, what's that new number now? We're just kind of wondering, how old is he now? Well, not old enough yet.
Keep waiting. We're good here.
I was not disappointed in the work this year. So far from it. Far from it. Yeah. Hey, we want to wish you all the best. How old are you now? No. So this is one of those jobs where you're lucky, where you get to keep going. You know, think about that. You do get to keep going. I mean, if they allow you to, but you do get to keep going. Very cool. All right, great to have everybody with us today. Looking forward to the final half hour of the week. Which includes my brother. We would Sean, do you still have a shot at this thing or not?
I'm only two behind him right now.
Oh, you do have a shot.
I do.
Wow. We're going to find out how gutsy you are, my friend.
I know.
We're going to find out how gutsy you are. Chiefs would be a good pick.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The pickle bar is second to none. Everyone knows I love the barrels. I love the dills. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And always one of my favorite parts of the week is to hear my brother on the other end of the line. It's turned out he's also been one of the favorites of a lot of people around here.
Well,
This Kevin Jones trivia moment is sponsored by Jones Metal Products Company Incorporated in South Windsor, Connecticut. If we don't get it right the first time or the second time, we get it right the third time.
I wish I could do that with my broadcasting.
Okay. Nippy Nippy Tembo, No So Rembo, Uma Uchi, Gamma Gamma Gucci. What legendary radio voice made that famous? Nippy Nippy Tembo, No So Rembo, Uma Uchi, Gamma Gamma Gucci. Dead air. You're going to be mad when I tell you.
Bob Steele.
Yes. You got it. Good for you. Remember that?
Bob Steele on WTIC in Hartford.
Yep.
And by the way, where he started his radio career and where he grew up is Kansas City.
I'll be darned.
Which is where the Steelers will play the Chiefs. Or as that guy who mismarked the end zone that one time in that Snickers commercial, the chefs.
Great googly moogly.
Ever want to crawl away?
he was quite the guy. So.
50 years, Sean, on the morning. 50 plus years as the morning show host.
I would bet you've got listeners out there who know who he is. You know, they'd have to be up there in age, but right. It was the only 50,000-watt station anywhere. And you could hear it from New York to Pennsylvania. So,
yeah,
he was quite the guy. Loved sports.
Loved sports. Up and down the coast, you could hear him.
Yeah.
I mean, look him up sometime, Sean.
Big boxing fan. He was just a character. He was funny and a very good man. He's got his own road named after him in Hartford now, Bob Steele Way. So,
I mean, it's what the suit wanted to be.
Yeah.
My first car was a 64 Cadillac, and it had just an AM radio in the front. And at nighttime, I would just go out and drive around and just to tune in to just to see what big stations I could pull in. I could get 66 in New York, 89 WLS in Chicago, BZ in Boston, and that's when the radio bug really hit me.
The radio was huge back then.
Yeah,
you know, Brad Davis around here. He's still on the air, Brad Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, I thought that was interesting. So I googled Nippy Nippy Tembo. It said no results filed. I said that doesn't happen much.
First, for a second, I thought you were going to break off the lyrics to Lady Marmalade.
We could do that too.
Itchy.
Lady Marmalade.
I think I'm really headed to the cliff here.
I'll leave it alone.
I think it wouldn't really convince me a lot to jump right now. All right.
So we got four. Count them. Mm-hmm. Four divisional playoff games. A lot of people say this is the best weekend of football.
And by the way, Kevin did get Clemson right.
He did.
Jack Ham got Clemson right. I got Clemson right.
If I wanted him to not take a knee and throw a touchdown pass at the end, so then I have my 11-point spread.
The Dargon Dabo Sweeney.
Dabo went nuts. I tell you what, though. That last second of the game was absolutely ridiculous. I was just... enough with this replay and 10 freaking minutes to find out if maybe someone on Alabama touched the ball. You know, the game is over. End the game. Alabama didn't even jump on the ball. They didn't want any part of it. the guy knew he was going to get killed.
Right. I mean, as long as the ball went 10 yards before Clemson touched it, that's all you needed to see. That took only 45 seconds.
Well, there was 1 second left in the game. They kick an onside kick, and because Alabama didn't touch the ball was considered not in play.
Right.
Yeah. That's, so they got to clear the field. They got to do it. I was like, come on with this. They're ruining the game. They have to look at what they're doing, you know,
right.
with this got-to-be-perfect stuff. You sit there, you want to see Dabo. I mean, they already dumped the Gatorade on him. They already did all the fun stuff, and now they had to stop and go do it again so they could play 1 second. That's why I wanted them to throw a touchdown pass. It's so funny. Saban. Oh, poor Saban. See, he micromanaged. He fired, what's his name? And I think I hurt him.
But you know what really hurt them in that game?
Their defense was on the field way too long.
99 plays, and they have never been on the field for more than 60 plays in a game this year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's their credit that they haven't been on the field more than 60 plays all year. That's to their credit. But they finally got into a spot, and suddenly out of nowhere, all that extraordinary Alabama defensive speed, and it is extraordinary, looked very ordinary because they were very tired.
Yeah, no question. That's the Raiders' problem. The Raiders aren't used to being on the field that much.
Right.
So that great defense isn't so great anymore. Houston beat you know.
Yeah.
They're on the field way double the time they were on all year because the kid would have long drives, you know. So, anyway, get that off my chest.
I'm glad you feel better.
Because it bothered me that you're the only guys besides Claire who will listen to me. The guys at work look at me like, we really don't give a crap, man.
We're glad we're here for you.
It's very therapeutic for me.
Well,
I didn't go off on the announcers in the Penn State-USC game. The two pretty boys, boy, they wanted USC to win that game. And you could tell. And Claire could tell. She said, how come they want the other team to win? And they were all, and anytime Penn State, first down, like they were disappointed, you know. I got that off my chest now, too.
Go ahead.
I got nothing else.
They have a script, so the game doesn't meet the script. It's not very, it's not a lot of fun.
Why did they want USC so bad?
I don't know. Don't look at me.
They had to bring up the Penn State scandal.
I know three booths down from them that booth didn't feel that way. three booths down, we were seeing it the way you wanted us to see it.
Well, just call it the way it is and be excited for both teams, you know?
Yeah.
They're sitting there talking about Penn State's never faced a defense like this before. And I'm like, they just brought the ball down twice with ease. And then they did it the third time. And all of a sudden they shut up, you know. It's like, what are you talking about? They're talking about USC like they were Alabama, you know.
49 points later, defense is not what won it for them.
It was 21-13. Penn State had just scored twice and had come back, and they were driving again. And Kirk Herbstreit said Penn State's never faced a defense like this, though. Boom, boom, touchdown. Kirk, are you there? Kirk, wake up, you know. Beam him up, Scotty. Anyway, okay.
All right, so let's start with Seattle and Atlanta.
Seattle's not the Seattle of old. They got injuries. Atlanta, I mean, Ryan's got to do it this time, or he is going to be labeled forever of not being able to play a big game. I'm taking Atlanta because that offense is really, really good. So, and Seattle's offense is mediocre.
Yeah,
they've been out of sync. They've been out of sync.
Yeah,
and Wilson gets sacked a lot. But if you flip it on defense, they do have a great great pass rush. So Matt Ryan's got to be on the lookout for that. They're 3-4-1 on the road. Now Atlanta, they score a lot, but they give up a lot. that's bad on the road, but you can take that at home, so I will take Atlanta.
Oh, well, that won't catch, Kevin. Nice job.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Falcons as well, because I think this game is their moment, their time. They're not going to get to the Super Bowl, I don't think, but this game is their time, and I think Julio Jones is an awfully tough cover in a game like this. Atlanta.
I hope he burns Sherman so bad. And Sherman just, like, starts ripping his hair out. But, okay.
So that'll be the first game on Saturday, 4:40. And now we go to primetime Saturday night, the Texans and Patriots.
Houston. No. I think New England's going to win by, like, 4 touchdowns, and then they'll call the game. New England easily.
Yeah, what was the last check of the line, 16?
Yeah, it's way up there. And it's the first time ever in a divisional playoff game that it's been that high. Houston doesn't have this deal of how many times that, what's his name? The coach there say, this is the best defense in football. They're in the worst division in football. That's why they got the best numbers. They don't play anybody for that. Defense has not seen well. They played New England and lost. So.
Yeah, we have Mark Vandermeer, the play-by-play voice of the Texans, on yesterday, old friend. Mm-hmm. And he made a really good point. Houston, statistically, yardage-wise, is number one. But where they're concerned is they don't get a lot of takeaways.
No.
That's the issue. New England wins the game. They win it with ease. I mean, you know how I feel about Bill O'Brien and the great respect I have for him. But he doesn't have the guys that Belichick has, starting with Brady.
Yeah. He, you know what? This goes to, I'm going on way too long here, but the Patriots are a next man up team. And these other teams, you see what happens. A quarterback gets hurt, they got nothing. You know, the Patriots got two other quarterbacks sitting on the bench that can come in and play. You know, you can't hurt them. There's always somebody coming in who's as good as the guy in front of them. Well, maybe not the quarterback, but
right.
Anyway, go ahead.
And Sean, we marked you down for New England because, you know, you're a front runner.
Yeah, we just hope that it's going to be better than that 27-0 Thursday night game from earlier in the season. Yeah,
well, it should be. I mean, it actually should be. That short week is the worst scenario in football, is that short week.
It's not a test of anything.
Okay, so Green Bay, Dallas.
You let Dallas's offensive line rest for 2 weeks. Oh my God! Dallas, I think, is going to win the game easily. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to have 9 seconds to throw every pass. Dallas will come up with schemes to knock that down. You're not going to stop Rodgers all the time, but I think Dallas is just too complete of a team, and they're playing at home. And, again, next man up. If the quarterback goes down, you're going to have Tony Romo to face. I don't know who Green Bay's backup is. So Dallas is a very complete team. I got Dallas.
Well, their MO is to, you know, run the ball, give it to Elliott, drain the clock.
The offensive line is just massive. Yeah. They just move people.
And sometimes the Packers have trouble stopping the run. But here's the deal. You go with the hot team this time of year.
Oh, here's the big move.
Here's the swing.
Here comes the big move.
This is it.
This is the one that, when it's all said and done, you're either going to be a game back or you're going to be 3 out.
I'm taking Green Bay.
Wow. Onions, man. Cool. Okay. Who are you taking, Steve?
I'm going to have some fun and take the Packers.
Every time you guys do this, I lose. man. How many back are you, Steve?
Significantly.
So you're mathematically eliminated?
Am I mathematically eliminated, Sean?
Okay, Kevin, you are 91-49. I am 2 behind at 89-51. And Steve, you are 85-55. So you're 6 back.
Oh, so I'm not mathematically eliminated.
No.
I'm just on a respirator.
you're close. It depends on who you take for the Pittsburgh KC game. Because after this, there's only what? Three games left.
So let's move on to the Pittsburgh-Kansas City game now, Sunday night, 8:20.
Didn't you take Kansas City the first time, Sean?
There we go. I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
I couldn't believe it.
Fooled me once.
I got Pittsburgh. I'm playing hot, and I love
just so you know, by the way, Brett Hundley out of UCLA is the backup quarterback for those Packers.
You had to Google it. No, I'm only kidding. I got Steelers. I have Kansas City. You guys have said it all year, and you're 100% right. They play close to the vest. That's why they don't win the big games. Pittsburgh will throw the ball, will run the ball, and their defense has really stepped up. I think Pittsburgh wins the game on the road.
Yep, most explosive offense of the remaining eight teams, and Kansas City just doesn't stop the run. And now that the game's at night, Sunday night, you can't. Weather's not an excuse; it's not a factor. So we'll take Pittsburgh.
Cowardly move by the Steelers, begging the NFL to play at night. Oh, please.
Aren't they one of the Queen owners? The Bears and the...
The Rooneys, whatever the Rooneys want, the Rooneys get. I met Dan, obviously, in Ireland, so, really, really a nice man. And but you remember, the Hunt family owns Kansas City, so they're actually revered, too. Look, the Steelers are the better team. The only thing in this game that I'd be concerned about if I'm a Steeler fan, and it's the only thing, is that Andy Reid scripts plays to open a game better than anybody in the league. You can question his final two-minute adjustments in each half, but his scripting is brilliant.
Yeah.
If the Steelers get through the script and they're still even, they'll win this game at a walk. If they have to play from behind in bad weather conditions, that's a problem. I'm going to pick Pittsburgh, though.
I think you're right. And you are now mathematically eliminated.
Yes, I am. I know I am. But I got to pick it the way I see it. So.
No, that's a good pick. Hey, Andy Reid's one of those coaches who's a great coach and respected and this and that and never won a thing. And I don't mean it. I mean, he won a lot of football games.
You don't mean it. Yeah, he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
No, he's not won a Super Bowl. I think he's been to one with Philly. That's it.
And we had Josh Miller on the other day who punted against him in that game for the Patriots.
Wow.
So.
Sounds good. Yeah. I'm glad you got the Bob Steele question, right?
Yes. I've had a good record on the trivia so far. Not bad.
Yeah, you've done real good on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a good one next week.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's something to look forward to. Love.
I got
to
find a new sponsor. I don't know if we'll be in business next week.
It'll be a business that gets it right the fourth time.
We made it to the fourth time.
That's one thing about the play-by-play thing, there's no do-over. you either foul it up the first time or you get it right the first time. You hope that the latter happens far more often than the former.
Hey, word up perfect. Yeah, I know.
All right,
when you sit there and the company motto is a shrug of the shoulders.
Wrong again.
Whoops.
Look, there's a hawk outside. Get back in the building.
Oh, all right. I guess, Sean, we need to take that break, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to take the break and roll the news. We're good.
All right. Brought to you by Brewers Out. All right. Thanks, Kev. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sudbury, the Beverage Supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.